It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows, honeysuckle rose.
Honeysuckle rose for May 1st, a day I think of most of all as one celebrating spring flowers. We're going to talk about weather patterns and how El Niño and La Niña are influencing our sunny skies and the snowpack in the mountains. First, Cliff, let's get the nearer term forecast for the weekend and into next week.
Well, today is partly cloudy, and we have a weak cold front that's moving north of us. A few showers offshore in British Columbia, but nothing serious. Temperatures will be getting up into the mid-60s and partial sun, so a pretty decent day. Then over the weekend, a ridge will start building over the region. And so I'd expect Saturday to have, partly to mostly sunny skies, temperatures climbing up into the mid-60s, maybe even 66, 67, and then a notch further on Sunday, where temperatures will get to 70, and places away from the water might get into lower 70s. So, no rain, so a really nice weekend. There will be a transition on Monday and Tuesday. On Monday, an upper-level trough will be approaching. The clouds will increase, but we'll have very warm air over us. So I think that we might get it to 70, even low 70s, before the clouds come in. And then on Tuesday, that's when the excitement occurs. This upper-level trough with unstable air will be over the region, and we may even see thunderstorms, maybe quite a few thunderstorms on Tuesday.
Great stuff. And Cliff, your blog right now, one of your most recent blog posts is about El Niño and La Niña. Give us a quick primer on the difference between those two and the way that you write that we've now entered El Niño territory. What do you mean by that?
Well, a big control of the weather here in the Northwest is this El Niño, La Niña phenomena. And during El Niño, the temperatures in the tropical Pacific tend to be warmer than normal, especially the eastern tropical Pacific. During La Niña, the waters tend to be colder than normal. Now, what happens is, on El Niño years, that warm water causes thunderstorms to develop, which perturbs the atmosphere, which actually changes the weather over the Northwest. So right now, the computer models are suggesting that we will have an increasing chance of a moderate to strong El Niño this coming winter. Now, there's still some uncertainty, and we've made mistakes about this. But if that is true, that has certain implications for the weather this coming winter. For example, during El Niño years, we tend to be a little bit drier than normal, not a lot. We tend to be warmer than normal. There tends to be less snow in the mountains and certainly less snow here in the lowlands. So an important implication would be that next year would be a low snowpack year. It probably wouldn't be as low as this year has been, which has been completely abnormal. But we might see less snow than normal, maybe 25, 30% less snow than normal in the mountains if this El Niño really blossoms out.
A little flower for me there at the end of your forecast. We've heard this before, though, about snowpack and all of that. And I know that the weather community is the meteorologists and everyone who runs in your circles are very, very concerned about snowpack. What can you tell us that's new about that I haven't already heard?
What's clear is that this year we have had historic snowpack. Historically low. I mean, some places right now are 3 or 5% of normal. And when a number of the snow measuring sites called snowtell sites have record low snow right now compared to the previous several decades. So snow is low, and we think that is due to natural variability. It's due to this pocket of warm water in a certain place in the Pacific that's perturbing the atmosphere. Now that should fade out. But now we have this new anti-snow effect, this El Niño, which will rev up next year. It's probably not going to be as profound, but it looks like we would have less snow than normal next winter if this is true.
So that affects agriculture, and also water managers have to deal with that sort of insurance policy of water that we keep on hand to water our rivers and make sure that fish habitat is healthy. Is that correct?
That's right. And in fact, this year is a fascinating year. This year is very much like 2070 or 2080 with extremely low snowpack associated with warm temperatures. So we're doing this grand experiment right now. What will happen this year? I mean, how profound will the effects of low snowpack be at the end of the century? Are we ready for that? We will know that by the end of this summer. It's really quite fascinating.
All right, Cliff, back to your books.
Thank you, Bellamy.
My pleasure, Cliff. He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.